the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, it is Wednesday, the third day of November. I am sitting in for Mr. John Stepmiller here at the National Intelligence Report. And we're going to have open lines. We're going to start with some headlines here. I'll give you the call number. It's 512-248-8252. At Newsmax, that's newsmax.com. What's top of my plate, what my concerns, is the make-believe pandemic and the very real COVID-19 clot shot vaccinations that is going to kill literally tens of millions of people. Here's the coronavirus headlines articles at Newsmax right now on Wednesday, the third day of November. Listen carefully. Ford Motor Company to make most of its 32,000 United States salaried employees getting vaccinated. Next, we go to Governor DeSantis saying, my COVID response built personal connections with residents. Then I guess this is an actor. I don't know who this person is. Jason Momoa tests positive for COVID after attending a Dune premiere. I guess that's a Dune premiere movie. U.S. service sector expands at a record pace in October. You know, there's lots of jobs out there. They're paying premiums, sign-up bonuses. Next headline, roll up your sleeves, kids. Turn arise for COVID-19 shots. The Center for Disease Creation has authorized the clot shots for children 5 years and older. Isn't that special? Next, we have law experts say the following. Supreme Court likely to rule on Biden vaccine mandate. Then we go to Norwegian Cruise Line. Eyes return to profitability the second half of 2022. That would be, I assume, in July of 2022. Next article, report, Senate Republicans seek to stop Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses. Well, good for them. I hope they're successful. Next, we go to Lufthansa, the German airline. Lufthansa flies back to black profitability on cargo boom, easing travel curbs. So they're making money hauling cargo, not people, it sounds like. Next headline, what to know about the COVID-19 vaccine for children? Well, what do you need to know? It's poison. A child, a healthy child who's not obese, is not a type 1 diabetic, have other health-related lung issues, heart issues. A normally healthy child has about as much chance of dying from COVID-19 as they do dying from a lightning strike, almost non-existent. Okay, the next headline. What's in the COVID-19 vaccines? Question mark. Here's what the ingredients mean and what they're for. Okay, this next one wasn't a COVID-related, but we'll skip that. As COVID-19 cases increase, the Netherlands reinstates mask mandate. So they have the fantasy mask mandate for the make-believe pandemic. What a bunch of silliness. These masks serve no purpose. If you're not symptomatic, you can't spread the COVID-19. If you are symptomatic, what are you doing out in public in the first place? Wearing a mask, if you're symptomatic, would cut down on the spread of the virus. That's true on one hand. On the other, What are you doing out in public if you're symptomatic? That's my question. Okay, next article. Representative Stefanik asked New York voters to report mask requirements at the polling places. Then we go to something I've already talked about briefly. The Center for Disease Creation advisors recommend COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11, which means, you know, everybody older too, of course. Then we go to Virginia. The Virginia Republican Party reports voters without masks were not allowed to go in and vote. That was smart on the part of the Democrats, because I've noticed largely it's liberals and Democrats that wear the masks. Not entirely, but largely. Next headline. It just goes on and on. Isn't this special? Doctors often unaware of the only available treatment for early COVID-19. Well, that's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The National Institute of Health, Section 2E, 2 Echo, now recommends ivermectin as a treatment for the COVID-19. How about that? Okay. The band KISS, those men that wear the very strange makeup when they perform, cancels Las Vegas residency amid questions of band's COVID safety protocol. Next, we have more fantasy. Delta Plus variant surfaces in 8 U.S. states. There's no such thing as a Delta virus or a Delta Plus variant. That's a bunch of silliness. Next headline. Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine sales to top $65 billion, with a B, $65 billion through 2022. That's some pretty serious money. Cliff High revealed an internal memorandum from Pfizer revealing that the spike proteins accumulate in all internal organs, but they especially accumulate in the female ovaries. That's what they do. Isn't that special? Next headline. Let's see. Alabama Attorney General sues to halt Biden's federal contractor vaccine mandate. Well, good for him or her. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but I'm glad to see there's some action there. Next headline, Representative Babin to Newsmax. Virginia race shows administration misread Americans. Not COVID-related, obviously. Actor Christy Swanson hospitalized with COVID after spreading virus misinformation. Okay. COVID-19 causes childhood obesity epidemic to surge. All right. I'm not sure how that happens, but it seems to be. Our next headline, worker rebellion swells over vaccine mandates. Okay. Representative Green fined additional times for not wearing a mask on House floor. Well, good for you, Representative Green. I don't know if it's a guy or a gal, but kudos to you, sir, or madam. I don't know. Representative Green is a man or a woman, but I say kudos to you, sir, or madam, for going on the House floor not wearing a mask. He should have one of the, or he or she should have one of the mosquito net masks that are available for sale at my website. They're a lot of fun. We have different varieties of them. We have white, black, camouflage, mask with shiny sequins on them for ladies to wear to a Christmas party. They're a lot of fun. They have so much fabric folded together that I was down visiting Mr. Stapmiller a few months ago, and the clerk at the Hilton Hotel refused to check me in unless I put on a mask. So I put on a mask. It was one of the camouflage mosquito net masks, and I pulled on the folds up, down, covered up my entire face from my eyebrows to below my chin. The clerk at the Hilton Hotel got real quiet. He didn't say another word other than to thank me after he checked me in. It was so, I had so much fun with that. I really did. Okay, let's see. Next headline. Post-COVID, more CEOs look to made in the USA. Next, we go to Amazon lifts the mask mandate for fully vaccinated U.S. warehouse workers. A very dear friend of mine is working in one of those Amazon warehouses. He's not going to get the clot shot. I'm not sure what if they're requiring him to get the make-believe PCR COVID test or not, which the man who designed and invented the PCR test said it was never intended to be used for this kind of purpose. So I don't know what's. I need to talk to him and see what's going on. Next headline. This is important if you're in New York City. As mandate kicks in, the ranks of the unvaccinated New York police and firefighters dwindle. If there's any place we need less police and less firefighters, that's certainly not New York City. We certainly don't need any less of those fine men and women that are trained to help save lives up there. Next headline. This is no surprise because of the pushback. White House eases vaccine mandates for federal contractors. How about that? I think that's enough. It goes on. I don't know how many there are here. Dozens of articles at Newsmax.com about the COVID-19 matter. We're at the beginning of the worst crime in recorded human history. That's where we are. Literally, the worst crime in recorded human history. Taking place right now, worldwide. What are we going to do? Well, educate yourself. There's literally dozens of articles at my website at thelibertyman.com that can help you understand what's going on so you can educate and inform others to not get the clot shot. Hopefully they won't. Every person you convince to not get the clot shot is a life saved. You may be wondering, why is that, John? Well, here's why. Best I can tell, every week after you get the clot shot, and that's the term I use for the COVID-19 vaccines, you lose 5% of your immune system. So the first week it goes down to from 100% to 95%. The second week it's slightly more than 95% because it's like compound interest. It's 5% of what's left, not 5% of what you started with. After enough cycles, I don't have the number in front of me. It's not 20 cycles. It's less than 20 cycles, 20 weeks. You no longer have an immune system. The scientists, I'm no scientist. I'm a homicide detective. The doctors, I'm no doctor. I'm a homicide detective. I'm a radio talk show host. I'm not a scientist. Don't pretend to be. But the doctors and scientists who I respect and who I'm paying attention to, they say that by March, which is about 5 months away, by March, the immune system of pretty much everybody who got the clot shots will be pretty much compromised and finished and over. At that point, there'll be AIDS patients, or about to become AIDS patients. AIDS is an acronym, Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. I found it rather ironic that Dr. Anthony Fauci was the guy in charge of the AIDS epidemic back in the early to mid-80s. What did he do then? Dealing with a disease, a very communicable disease that was 100% fatal. If you got AIDS back then, you're dead. There was no treatment at all. The treatment came along several years later. Now fast forward 30 plus years, and here we are with a disease that is highly communicable and kills 0.3% of the people that get it. And the original definition of what constitutes a pandemic, what's going on now, is no way a pandemic. It's make-believe. However, they changed the definition. I think it was about 2012. They changed the definition of what constitutes a pandemic. Now, epidemic means a disease that's killing a lot of people inside a country. Pandemic means it's a disease killing many people in many countries. That's not what's going on. Yes, there's been fatalities, and the fatalities have been greatly exaggerated, greatly inflated. I recall, when was that? It's been more than a year ago. I think it was around August of 2020 that the state of Washington admitted publicly that gunshot deaths in the state of Washington were being put in the list of COVID-19 deaths. People die in car wrecks, and they put in the list of COVID-19 deaths, and on and on. The fabrication of this, the lies, the outright deception of the public. If there's any precedence, I'm not aware of it. But they have to deceive people. To achieve their goal of reaching maximum fear, they had to do this. Now, the COVID-19 is a man-made biological weapon. I do private consultations. I'm doing a lot more private consultations. It's a lot of fun helping people achieve the clarity, gain the focus, and get the information they need to move forward and achieve their goals. And there was a couple here visiting 2 weeks ago, consultation clients, both doctors, and they told me in the privacy of our consultation that one of their patients works for one of the three pharmaceutical companies manufacturing the COVID-19 shots. And this patient told them in confidence that the COVID-19 vaccination had been in development 6 years before Operation Warp Speed was ever announced, which, quite frankly, is the average time it takes to develop a vaccine under normal conditions. All the testing, including animal testing, and ending up with human trials, with human beings volunteering to be injected with this, whatever it might be. So they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing when the Operation Warp Speed came out. Now, in the spring of 2020, it's been about a year and a half ago, I was saying on my show, publicly, my belief that the COVID vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be taken out and shot into people's arms. The private information I received confirms that. It's not public yet, but the private information I've received from private confidential sources tells me that that's exactly what was and what is going on, that the COVID-19 vaccines were developed over a period of 6 years, placed in refrigerators. Then it came along, Operation Warp Speed, to allegedly develop these new vaccines. It can't be done. Not in a few months. It can't be done and not go through all the protocols necessary. Now, there have been multiple previous attempts to have vaccines for cars, for SARS viruses. They've done this many times for decades. They never, ever got past the animal testing protocols. Why is that, John? Well, here's why. All the animals died. You can't move on to the next level of human testing, testing on volunteer humans, until you pass the animal testing first. They won't allow it. When all the animals die, that's the end of it. It's finished. It's done. Of course they wanted to have vaccines for these viruses. It's incredibly powerful. What I just read you a few minutes ago, Pfizer will be making a $65 billion with a B dollars over the next year or so. Yeah, that'll pay for some condos in Hawaii, don't you think? Or maybe a nice cottage at Monte Carlo. Maybe a good-sized home at Monte Carlo. Yeah, that'll pay for that easily. What's happening here, ladies and gentlemen, is the worst crime in recorded human history. And I'm going to stand behind it. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we've got dozens of articles, including articles and interviews featuring Dr. Mike Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, director of medical research at Pfizer. Dr. Yaden is the real deal. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again It really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller on Wednesday, the third day of November. It is November. It will be 2022 in less than 8 weeks. How about that? Here's an article that posted at technocracy.news. That's what it is. Technocracy.news. Dr. Mercola quoted how to fight vaccine mandates and passports. I've become a big fan of Dr. Joseph Mercola. I signed up for his email alerts, his articles. He's a great guy, very bright, and I have a lot of respect for him. I have a lot of respect for many of these scientists, the ones that are honest and ones that are telling the truth anyway. Unfortunately, many doctors don't know the truth. A friend of mine, he plays cards once a month with three medical doctors. He's a professional artist himself. And at the June poker game, he found out the following. All three medical doctors thought that the COVID clot shots were FDA approved, which of course they're not even now, and that they went ahead and all three doctors got them themselves. If the medical doctors don't know any better, what hope does that give us for the general public? Not much. Not much. But that's where we are. I know I'm going to lose people that I care about. people I'm related to by blood and marriage that will be disabled and dead over the next few months to year or two. Mike Adams is saying that the cancers may take longer to kick in and kill people, maybe as long as 10 years. We'll see. I don't know. I really don't know. Once your immune system's gone, the natural cancer-fighting ability leaves with it. All human beings, all the time, have cancer cells. That's part of being a human being. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You could be an Olympic athlete. You can be a 18-year-old Marine. You can be a grandmother. It doesn't matter. You have cancer cells in your body. You could be a 5-year-old kid. You have cancer cells in your body all the time. Your immune system kills those cancer cells. That's the way it works. Once your immune system's gone, what's going to kill the cancer cells? Well, obviously, there's nothing there to kill them. AIDS was nothing that killed people. What killed people was common maladies, common illnesses, common sicknesses that healthy people shrug off. They may not know they ever had disease because the symptoms were either non-existent or so mild. What killed a lot of the AIDS patients was drug-resistant tuberculosis. That was the real reason to oppose the AIDS hospice situations in people's neighborhoods, because the drug-resistant tuberculosis is airborne. That's a good reason to not have it in your neighborhood, isn't it? I think so. Kind of a rabbit trail. We don't need to go down that. The next few weeks and months, we're going to see dramatic changes in our society, none of which are good that I'm aware of. People we depend on to keep us safe, firemen, paramedics, police officers, deputy sheriffs, being discharged from their jobs because they refuse to take the clot shot. There was an interesting news article last week about the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I found out that they have 64,000 employees. 8,000 of those 64,000 are refusing to get the clot shot. That's a sizable percentage. Now, here's who's not going to get the clot shot. This is my speculation based on my knowledge of how corporate America works and what people do and don't do. It'd be basically two groups of people. It'd be the very young who have just been hired in. They have no mortgage, no spouse, no pension that they're vested in or going to be vested in, and they can walk away from that job and not have much to lose. That's one group. The other group is going to be the men and women at the Mayo Clinic who are fully vested in a retired program within 5 years or less of retirement. We're talking about the brain trust of the Mayo Clinic, the men and women who have been there the longest, know the most, and make that place run. That's who the other group is. It will be absolutely devastating for these men and women to leave the Mayo Clinic. Can you imagine being at the next board meeting of the Mayo Clinic and the chairman of the board saying something like, "Gentlemen, ladies, we have made absolute fools of ourselves. We've shot ourselves in the foot. We're set up a policy that's going to cause us to leave the best and the brightest at the best institute on the planet for diagnosing disease and illness, the Mayo Clinic." That's what they're known for. The best place on the planet to get an accurate diagnosis. And here's a break. Here's a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
Thank God for the renegades. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller on Wednesday, the third day of November. I guess there's those who would consider me a renegade. I recall when I was a member of the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, also called the Green Berets. During a week, I did Green Beret stuff and military intelligence. On weekends, I attended rallies that were telling the truth about the illegal, immoral war in Vietnam. And I found it interesting that the men I worked with, I was only 21 years old. The men I worked with were old enough to be my father, men in their mid to late 40s or 50s. We had a World War II vet. In fact, Mr. Hardy Batchelor, he was General Westmoreland's first sergeant when Westmoreland was the second lieutenant in World War II. I was amazed and pleased that they didn't object to my speaking out the truth about what was going on in Southeast Asia and the Republic of Vietnam, the illegal, immoral war that was taking place there. So I guess I've been a renegade much of my life. Now I find myself a radio talk show host with an outreach of about 250,000 people a day, international audience. We have thousands of listeners in Australia, probably thousands in New Zealand, I don't know, many thousands in Canada, mostly the English-speaking world, but I get emails from all over the planet. I ship product all over the planet. I shipped an energy cleaner to Thailand a couple of months ago. That was a challenge. What the Postal Service, this may help you if you do international shipping, what's going on with the U.S. Postal Service. Up until, I'm going to say, maybe 6 or 8 months ago, I'm not sure when it's changed. It would be I have an account with stamps.com, and I used the Postal Service account also for many years. I would go to that website, the Postal Service website or stamps.com, and I would process the order, putting in the address of the person that it was being shipped to, print out the label, take it to the post office, and it would be on its way. I do the same thing now. However, the automated system no longer has on the paper label that I print out and attach to the package, it no longer has the destination of the final destination of the package. It has a destination at a Postal Service facility in Chicago. And like I say, it was about 3 or 4 months ago I had a package to send to Thailand. That package got to Chicago within a day or two. It sat there for almost 3 months before it left Chicago en route to Thailand. But that's the system we got now. I shipped two energy cleaners, two mattress pads today to a very nice lady in Australia. Same thing. I print out the shipping labels, and they go straight to Chicago, where the automated system takes over and then does a handoff and ships them to their final destination. Changing the way things have been done since, George Washington was president. When you put the name and address of the party it's going to in a foreign country, and you ship it, and it goes there. How about that? It's difficult. I've talked about this in my show this morning. My regular show, by the way, is 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. It's difficult for me personally to wrap my brain around the fact that a large percentage of the people I know will be dead in 6 months to 2 years, including my blood relatives and people I'm related to by marriage, very close friends. And all of us are going to experience it. All of us that didn't get the clot shot anyway, which I'm sure is most of our audience, majority of it. Coming to a emotional and spiritual accommodation to that fact, and it is fact, is difficult for me. I don't know if it'll be difficult for you or not, but it's difficult for me. But what choice do we have? Life goes on. My darling wife, Dr. Moore, who died in June of 2019, really brought to the front of my brain the fact that everything is temporary. Everything in life, including life itself, is temporary. That's the nature of being a human being on this planet. Everything in life is temporary. That hit me square between the eyes, watching my lovely wife die before my eyes. It changed my perspective on life. If you've been through a similar experience, it most likely changed your life. Now, I've seen a lot of death in my life. I've seen violent death, intentional violent death, up close and personal during the Tet Offensive. Don't get me wrong. I'm no stranger to violent death. But having the person that you're in love with pass before your eyes, at least for me, it changed my perspective on life and on life itself. It changes, at least for me, it changed my goals, changed my attitude, changed a lot of things. It changed to a certain extent what was important to me and what's not important. What's important is spending time with people you care about and people you love. That's what life's all about. That's what it should be about. What we've experienced now for nearly 2 years with the make-believe pandemic has hurt us tremendously. If you're 5 years old right now, If you're 5 years old in November of 2021, you probably can't remember. You probably have no recollection of what it was like to be in public and not wear a mask. You probably don't have that memory. That's my reality. And I see these children wearing these masks, and if I thought it would do any good, I would say something to parents, but I know it's not. They have an emotional attachment that they believe their child wearing a mask is going to help them be safe and be healthy. I'm not going to challenge that. I know better, because they have an emotional attachment to that. One of the things I learned in college debate, one of the very first things I learned the first week of college debate was the following thing. You can't use a logical argument against an emotional one. The attachment people have to wearing these masks is emotional. It is not logical. It's not logical at all. There's no basis in science whatsoever for a person who's not symptomatic to be wearing a mask. None. It doesn't exist. But they do it anyway. Because of the emotional attachment and the fear behind it. What we've been seeing now for nearly 2 years is a combination of the consequences of two things, ignorance and fear. It doesn't matter how much education you've got. As I mentioned earlier, three medical doctors that my friend plays cards with, they all believed that the COVID clot shot was FDA approved, and they all three got it. So there we have fear and ignorance on the part of medical doctors. To become a medical doctor, you're typically going to go to school about 10 to 12 years past high school. 4 years of undergraduate work, another 3 years of graduate work, and then a residency of 2 or 3 years. These men and women are highly, highly educated and highly respected in their chosen field. And even they thought that the clot shot was FDA approved, and even they got it themselves. Let's go back to the Mayo Clinic for a while. One of the things I was talking about regarding this last week, we had a healthcare professional. He's a regular caller on my show, Glenn from Philadelphia. He's a registered nurse. And I said, Glenn, if you're applying for a job as a registered nurse and you had a resume that said you worked for the Mayo Clinic at some point in the past, would that be career enhancing? He said, of course, John. If you had on your resume that you worked for the Mayo Clinic at some point in the past, it would be greatly career enhancing. The human resources people at the Mayo Clinic, you just think that just maybe, just kind of, sort of maybe, if they have their pick and choice of the best and brightest healthcare professionals on the planet to work at the Mayo Clinic, well, the answer is obviously yes. Of course they do. That's who they hire. That's all they're going to hire is the best and the brightest of whatever career path it might be in healthcare. Of course. So that gives a whole new perspective on 8,000 Mayo Clinic employees refusing the clot shot. I don't know the breakdown of how many doctors, how many nurses, how many X-ray technicians, and all, you know, phlebotomists, and all the different skills that are in a place like that. That breakdown was not given, but I went through a summary, in my opinion, of who these people are that are refusing to get the clot shot. My opinion is mostly the best and the brightest. The people who are getting it, they may be pretty bright people also, but they most likely have, you know, a spouse to care for, a mortgage, children to pay, to be responsible for. And I'm sure many, I don't know this for a fact, but I have high level of confidence that many people at the Mayo Clinic getting a clot shot did so because they wanted to preserve their financial wherewithal. I think that's highly likely. I saw that when I was with the Green Berets at Fort Bragg. These men, one guy, I remember the quote about the Vietnam War. He was a staff sergeant. He says, John, it may not be much of a war, but it's the only war we got. These men had spouses, they had mortgages, they had children to be responsible for, they had been working for 8, 10, 12, 17, 18 years for a pension that they wanted to acquire for their future and their family's future. They weren't about to say anything adverse to the war publicly. Privately, they would. They would share their outrage. The Green Berets that I worked with at Fort Bragg, they would share privately their outrage with the illegal, immoral war. But because of economic concerns, they kept quiet. It's not just Green Berets at Fort Bragg. It's men and women in all sectors of our country and our economy that will not do anything to threaten their livelihood, not do anything to threaten their income, threaten their pension. That's an unfortunate fact of life, but it is a fact of life. I'd say probably the same thing applies to the New York City firefighters. Who's going to be protesting there and not getting a clot shot? Young men with no responsibility and older guys that are fully vested in a retirement program. Once again, I don't know if that's a fact or not, but I speculate that that's probably pretty close. If you're fully vested in the New York City firefighters retirement program, you can walk away from that job in a heartbeat, not lose anything, and get an excellent job in another jurisdiction that's not going to require to get the clot shot. The governor in Florida is supporting legislation that will offer a $5,000 sign-up fee for police officers to leave Chicago and other jurisdictions requiring a clot shot and come to Florida and be a police officer. I hope the legislation passes. That would be fantastic. It really would be. $5,000 is not a lot of money, but it will take the edge off of the burden, the financial burden, of moving 1,000 miles from your home to a new state. It would help a lot, moving expense and so forth, the disruption to your life. I hope that legislation passes. So here we are, the third day of November 2021. The holiday season is nigh upon us. We're going to have Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up before you know it. New Year's just after Christmas, obviously. And then we got a brand new year in less than 8 weeks. The vaccine mandates pretty much all kick in less than 8 weeks, before the 1st of January, for the military, for civilian contractors, for civilians who work for the military, for federal employees, for many police officers, firefighters, paramedics, deputy sheriffs, all over the country. Those mandates kick in less than 8 weeks before the 1st of January, the majority of them. There's been pushback. I don't believe there's been adequate pushback, but there's been some. That needs to happen. If there's something being organized in your area against the clot shots, my friend Jeff Nyquist, he's on with me Tuesdays and Wednesdays both. He took off this Tuesday to make a presentation at the local health board against mandating that children 5 years old and older get the clot shot. So he's being active in his community. And I encourage people to do that. Speak up to the school board. Speak up to whoever's in authority that's pretending that the pandemic is real. It is not real. I don't care if they change the definition of what a pandemic is or not. It doesn't fit the traditional definition of what a pandemic is, killing lots of people in many countries, not 0.3%. No, that's not a pandemic. Not even close. Educate yourself. I need to keep emphasizing this. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, we have dozens of articles. Now, the really important ones are highlighted in either red highlighter or yellow highlighter. Doctors and scientists have gone public with their concerns based on the evidence, based on the scientific evidence, that the clot shots are harmful. That's what the majorities of articles are there, and videos both. We got both articles and videos at my website at thelibertyman.com. By the way, Just put that right in your browser. Don't use a search engine. You'll end up 20 different places you don't want to be if you put thelibertyman.com in your search engine. Just put it right in your browser. You'll get there pretty quick. Life goes on. Yes, I've lived my life preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. I still own my 1969 Triumph TR6. I still own my Kawasaki Nomad motorcycle, 750-pound cruiser. It's a beautiful machine. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I really like Mr. Stat Miller's bumper music. It's great. This is J.R. Moore sitting in for Mr. Stat Miller on Wednesday, the third day of November. The worst crime in recorded history. That is not a flippant statement. That is an accurate statement, in my opinion, based on the knowledge I have. the worst crime in recorded human history. That's a chunk. That's wrap your brain around that. Wrap your brain around that. One of my listeners, Pete, he's up in Metro Chicago area, I believe. I've sent him a note, email, asking him to talk about what happened with his sister. His sister has a PhD and is a nurse. She got the clot shot. Shortly after getting a clot shot, she became disabled. She lost her income. She lost her home. She now lives with her brother, my listener, stays in her room, comes out to use the restroom and eat and goes back to her room. She can't do anything else. She can't do anything else. Her life is ruined. I was reading the testimony of Dr. Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, in charge of making sure that all the aviators at Huntsville, Alabama, the U.S. Army aviators in Huntsville, Alabama, are medically fit to pilot these aircraft. She mentioned three pilots all got the clot shot. She had to take them all off their flight status, every one of them. One pilot, he felt like he was drunk all the time. And he tried drinking a lot of coffee to try to overcome that, and he couldn't. And he finally came to the conclusion it wasn't going away. It was not something temporary, that it's something he has for the duration. How long the duration? Weeks, months, his entire life? We don't know, do we? We don't. There is a massive conspiracy. Now, what is a that word gets thrown around a lot, way too much. But having been a homicide detective and a criminal investigator since 1973, I can tell you what a conspiracy is. It's two or more people cooperating to commit a crime. That's what a conspiracy is, pure and simple. Two or more people cooperating to commit a crime, planning to commit a crime. All it takes for the conspiracy to become an actual crime is one overt action that gets past talking about it in the local bar and doing nothing. One overt action. Doesn't matter what it is, how small or how big. One overt action to further the accomplishment of committing a crime. That makes it a crime as opposed to just talk at a bar. Massive conspiracy going on here with most of the mass media complicit. They may not, all of them probably aren't knowledgeable that they're part of a criminal conspiracy, but they are, whether they know it or not. Companies complicit, military complicit, government. Here's our top of our break. Call number is 512-248-8253. And the bad guy most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.